Blog Talk Radio.
I am me. I am who I am. I am who I'm gonna be. Walking in the spirit, moment by moment, fulfilling my own destiny. I am me. I am who I am. I am who I'm gonna be. Walking in the spirit, moment by moment, fulfilling my own destiny.
Fulfilling my own destiny. Good morning, good afternoon, good evening, wherever you are in this great, vast world of ours. You are listening to Purpose Talk Radio. I am your host, Cindy Freeman. And today, live show is coming to you on Friday, February 19th, 2016. The song you just heard is by the group True Trinity, called I Am Who I Am. The vocalist, Jillian Clark. The writers on that are Jillian, Rachel Grace, and Cindy Freeman. And that song is allowed to be our theme song for this show. I was given to the show long before I even came on to be the host through a competition for a theme song. So today we are going to, we're going to talk about some various platforms for video chat and conferencing and just in general that are out there. And I by no means have all of the answers, so I'm hoping some of you folks are going to jump in today and be a part of our conversation. We're going to have a very short show today. It's only going to be about a half an hour, and that's perfectly fine with me because we've got some other things going on today. So if you have experience with these various formats, I would love to have you jump in and join us in the conversation. Possible we'll continue this into next week if we get lots of conversation and people can have some input in it. Otherwise, we will just let it be what it is this week. So, let's see. If you'd like to be a part of the show, you can do it through Skype or through calling in to us at 347-205-9074. Again, 347-205-9074. You can, like I said, Skype in if you want to talk on the show. Please do so by pressing the number one so that we know you want to talk as opposed to just listening. Although if I get a break, I may check with you if you have not done so. You can catch us on a rebroadcast, recorded copy of the show, at the same link where you've caught the original. And if you'd like to, you can go down to, there's a couple of the ways that you can talk without actually voicing what you have to say. The first would be to go down to the chat room on the Purpose Talk Radio page. And all you have to do that is scroll all the way down, and you should find the chat room open there. The other way is to come over on Facebook to the Purpose Talk Radio Conversation Facebook page. And there you will be able to put comments in whether you are live or are archived on this show. I just found out that somehow we are getting different pop-ups for Facebook today. So I'm wondering if there's been a as well. So that we'll check into that later with my social media page. If you want to get a hold of me, you can do so directly at cindy@purposetalkradio.com, C-I-N-D-Y at P-U-R-P-O-S-E-T-A-L-K-R-A-D-I-O.com. Now, every week, our guests or our topics relate something to purpose, that being those who have achieved it, who share how they came to know it, how they came to achieve it, and things that you might be able to do to achieve your purpose. And sometimes we have guests, sometimes we don't. And that's okay. What we do then is we, like I said, we find some topics that are to conversation of how you can share your purpose. If there's not a specific person, if you would like to be a guest, though, please do get a hold of me so that we can hook you up to be a guest. It's fairly painless, fairly simple. We just have a conversation. And if somebody jumps in, great. If they don't, you just get to talk to me and our audience that's out there every week. So, having said all of that, you know, there's a couple reasons I brought this topic to light. And it's in part because I'm looking at various formats for Purpose Talk Radio. In the past, hosted on this Blog Talk Network, which is fine. It's a great network to be on. It does cost money every month to do this. Now, I could broadcast every single week, every single day of the week, for up to 2 hours if I'd like for that cost. It also does have a free format that people can have as well, and then it's just a half-hour show. But, you know, typically my shows go for you about an hour or so. So that means that, you know, that half hour is just not enough. Now, we could cut our conversations that short, and maybe someday I will consider doing that. But there are a couple other venues out there for anyone that is interested in this type of podcasting, webcast, educational experience that you might want to consider. And there's some of the things that I'm considering as well as I go through this point of change time. And one of them is Blab, which is a video format. And it seems to be getting more and more popular in that is right now in a beta format, so there is not a cost on it. And don't know if that's going to continue that way or not. It might. And the reason I'm even considering it is because I have checked in on a couple of different Blabs over the time, mainly those with Kat Sturz and Stephen Henry, who you've heard on these shows before. And they have a show that is a couple of shows there. Monday, Wednesday, Friday, they've got one. One Motivational Mondays, Wednesdays is What's Up. They talk about business. And Friday being Freebie Fridays. Also on Friday, Kat has her Fast Action Fridays, where there are tips for people in business. And I will be on that show next Friday as a blab, as the guest. And we will be talking about grammar and the English language. And those who know me know that is near and dear to my heart. And it's a way to be professional and put your image out there. Now, that Fast Action Friday airs at 9:30 a.m. Central Time. And I'll let you do the math or check over Rocking Your Path on Kat's page. And the link will be there later this week or early next week, and you can check in on what that's going to be. Now, you know, their blabs are video content, and there's some blabs that are just, it's just people chatting. It's friends chatting as if it's a phone call, and you can record it or not record it. So then there are archives or not archives. And it's kind of an interesting thing because it seems like friends chatting you would think would want to be a private blab. The other day I checked in on one, and it seemed to be, it was a, I don't know if it was a father and daughter or a big brother or whatever, because we were talking about their uncle. it was an awful personal conversation to be broadcast. I was really quite surprised in it. And then there are some of the business conversations, such as Kat and Steve Dew, Charlene Burke, Sabrina Watson, people that I've been affiliated with for a while through Facebook. And they have some very professional slabs out there and conversations so that, you know, people actually are learning something, having an education in their in the various protocols of what they do. So, yeah, that's why I look at Blab. Another is Zoom, which, honestly, I have very little knowledge and experience with. And just a couple now, because Sabrina does have what she calls Network Live virtually. And they're virtual networking sessions. And Steve hosts one of those as well. So, again, that's how I became familiar with it. He does one on WordPress. There's a variety of ones over there also, and you can look those up if you're interested. But those networking things also can be recorded. And with that, you can have more people on the line than you can with Blab. You can have four live people on with Blab. Zoom, you can have more. Some of the other opportunities would be free conferencing right now. And that used to be just a audio format where you could have many people. I think it was up to 100 people that you could have on a phone call. Well, they've expanded that to video now. And again, there's an administrator, and that person has the opportunity to record the call or not, turn it on or off. And I think that's a great one for business especially. A distance vision, distance learning, and distance opportunities for meetings. Because with that, it seems like the video conferencing is that people can, you know, be in one place, or someone can, and others in another one. Now, Skype also has expanded its opportunities for video conferencing to where now you can have up to 10 people on a video call. So each of these has its own pros and cons, and some of them do have cost options or upgrades that you can look at. The other now is the app for Periscope. Now, I've not checked much into that, but I've heard some friends say that it's pretty much the next up-and-coming social network because of some of the video chats. Again, I'm not familiar enough with it, but it's one that I am starting to look at just as an opportunity for this show. Let's see what other ones are out there. If anybody knows of any, please feel free to put that in the chat room or add to our conversation or call in 347-205-9074. Let's see, some of the other things. Of course, we have YouTube, where someone can pre-record a show or a lesson or something and polish it off and make it perfected and then put it up on a YouTube channel. Now, that really doesn't give people much opportunity to interact with the host, unlike most of the other formats that I've discussed already. But what that does is it does give you a video opportunity to see what's happening and what the guest is, what the host is doing. And it gives that person a little more opportunity to perfect what they have before they do it, because they can record it with a webcam or with a professional video camera and then upload it to YouTube. What are the other two I'm looking at? Oh, of course, there is Google Hangout. That's been around for a while. And that seemed to be one of the first group conferencings with video that came out. And now we have many of these other opportunities to have the video as well as the audio conferencing. And then there is one more that I've worked with, and that's called Ustream. Now, that isn't really a conferencing venue as such, but what that can do is you can broadcast a live event out to anyone that would have the code, the login for it. So, for instance, I've seen a lot of church services that are using Ustream now. Because what they can do then is those folks of their congregation who are at home for whatever reason can then log into this site, can then have the opportunity to not really participate, but see what's going on and, you know, respond appropriately with the prayers and the comments. And, you know, it's a little better for that kind of situation to kind of have it live and recorded, because if you're at the same time zone and the same time frame, you know, you feel you're a part of the community, even though you can't maybe attend for whatever reason, being homesick, being disabled, whatever it might be. It gives everybody an opportunity to be there at the same time. You know, then they could call their friends later and talk about it, or whatever might happen. But that's pretty much what I've seen Ustream used for. Again, it's not really interactive with the host per se, but there is a chat that if there is a person monitoring that, then they can, those that aren't a guest, for instance, if they can't hear properly or the angle of the camera is off or something, they can get a message to the person who's videoing the event and broadcasting that live, and so that can be adjusted right away and as it goes, as opposed to waiting until it's all over and then having somebody say, oh, the sound just, I couldn't hear it. So like it would be with some of the other things. So, you know, I don't know what else is out there. If other people have things that they use for video and audio chats and conferencing, I would really invite you to come talk about it over on Purpose Talk Radio Conversations on Facebook, if you do have that. Otherwise, feel free to email me. Again, it's Cindy@PurposeTalkRadio.com. And I would love to have a conversation to find out what people use and why they use it as we look at different formats for this show in particular. I love being a part of sharing with you every Friday. I'm not quite at the point of doing a video, I don't think. But it is something that, like I said, we are considering, we are looking at in part because I'm not getting a lot of sponsors for the show, and that's perfectly fine. If you would like to sponsor the show, I would gladly accept that for those that might have products or services to share with our listeners who are looking for their purpose or are serving their purpose. That would be a wonderful opportunity. But it right now hasn't been happening, and that's okay. I would rather that people get the information that they need and they want and that we can share with the world than that we have the sponsors. But that's why I'm looking at some of the free formats. I've had some friends that have been on Blog Talk Radio that have gone over to a group called Intuitalk. And that group seems to be more for those that are psychics, mediums, empaths, numerology, people of the psychic world. And, you know, since I don't do readings per se on this show, that gives an opportunity for those that do like that to have a whole network of places that they can go and they can share and request readings and do all that. Now, some of them are just guest shows. And some of them do readings, so you have to pay attention to what the rules are over there. But Intuitalk is a format. That's a paid format, very similar to Blog Talk Radio. But they also have a option for the host to be video or audio and the guest. And any people who want to join the conversation also to be audio or video. So that's pretty cool. I wish we had that choice over here. Or in some of the other formats we are looking at. You can on Blab, you can go to just an audio, but most of the shows are video. And one of the reasons I am looking at that format is so that I could do an interpreted sign language interpreted show. Whether I do it or whether we get someone who's interested in interpreting, a student or a professional on there to do those shows. That's what I'm looking at. That way the deaf and hard of hearing community can be a part of it too. And for those who know me, that is very near and dear to my heart, is that everyone can have an opportunity for communication, especially positive communication, which is what this show is about in general and what I'm about in general. So I want to make sure that at some point that those who are deaf and hard of hearing can come and be an opportunity, have an opportunity to listen to this show. So, like I said, some things that we are considering here at Purpose Talk Radio. I'd love to have your feedback or your comments on it, if you've experienced these various formats, or if it's something that you would listen to, would be interested in having as a format for the show. I think pretty much that is short, sweet, and simple for this week. I guess no matter what you do, I would say, whether you want to do that kind of format yourself, because they are free, they give you opportunity to be yourself, serve your purpose, to share what you have to say with the world. Whether it's going to be here with Purpose Talk Radio, whether it's going to be your own individual show, there's lots of opportunity and lots of openings for people to be able to share what they want to with the world. And they're opening more and more every time we turn around. So it's pretty cool. It's pretty cool that they are there. Now, it's interesting because Periscope and Blab are both affiliated with Twitter, so that you can log in with your Twitter account. If you don't have Twitter, they ask you to set one up. Think what's happening with that is that it is expanding the Twitter world. I know that I've connected with a lot more people because of Blab. I pretty much was not on that format. I was there, I had an account, but didn't do much with it until I started doing more with the Blabs. So that's just my take on all of that at this point. I invite you over to Purpose Talk Radio Conversations if you have any feedback for that. I don't see anyone making any comments in the chat room, and that chat does close right after the show, so there's not much opportunity for you to comment in that. Each week, though, I do like to leave us all with an affirmation that we can use for the week. And I think this week is, I am seen and heard in a manner that helps me spread positive message that I am meant to spread, I am meant to share. So, yeah. I've put that in the Purpose Talk Radio Conversation. But the affirmation then is, I am seen and heard. Now, enlarge this so I can read my own typing. I am seen and heard in a manner that helps me spread the positiveness that I am meant to share. So you can go on this week and say that, use that as needed, and hopefully it will help you remain positive this week as well as you see and hear your own message and that of those around you. Again, this is Purpose Talk Radio. We are on the air every Friday at noon Pacific, 3 p.m. Eastern, and 8 p.m. in the U.K. I do look for people who are serving their purpose who would like to be guests on this show, and you can do that by emailing me directly at Cindy, C-I-N-D-Y, at purposetalkradio.com, P-U-R-P-O-S-E-T-A-L-K-R-A-D-I-O.com. This show is brought to you by True Visions Travel, which is a full-service domestic United States as well as international travel agency serving individuals as well as groups specializing in services to those who need special accommodation or individualized accommodation. That site is truevisionstravel.com, TrueVisionsTravel.com. With all of that said, I'm trying to find my studio again. I do see a guest on the show. If you want to make any comments, please, I will give it like one more minute. Okay. And we will close with our show with the theme song again of I Am Who I Am, True Trinity, the vocalist Jillian Clark. The writers on that, Jillian, Rachel Grace, and myself. The other song I'd like to share with you, as I do very often, is the positive news song, because we do try to share positive messages every day and every way on our show. And actually, I'm just going to do I Am Who I Am today, and hope that you will share your message with the world and hope we see and hear things that are more positive every day. Until next week, I wish you all soul blessings. Thanks for listening.
This is breaking news just in. The change has finally come. You can hear the voices on the corner shouting, positive news is here today. Positive news every day for the rest of our lives.
I feel a change is coming. Will be the change that's coming. Let's change perspective and be effective. We'll impact the world one story at a time. Believe it, achieve it, there's a story to be told. Positive news is here today. Positive news is here to stay. I feel the change is coming. We are the change that's coming. We'll find the positive, replace the negative. We'll see the ripples affect the world one story at a time. Believe it, achieve it, there's a story to be told. Positive news is here today. Positive news is here to stay. I feel a change is coming. We are the change that's coming. One person at a time, our thoughts will align. We'll see the universe flow, one story at a time. Believe it, achieve it, there's a story to be told. Positive news is here today. Positive news is here to stay. I feel a change is coming. Change is coming. Believe it, achieve it, there's a story to be told. Positive news is here today. Positive news is here to stay. We'll be the
I am me, I am who I am, I am who I'm gonna be. Walking in the spirit moment by moment, fulfilling my own destiny. I am me, I am who I am, I am who I'm gonna be. Walking in the spirit moment by moment, fulfilling my own destiny. Walking in the spirit moment by moment, fulfilling my own destiny. Walking in the spirit moment by moment, fulfilling my own destiny.